guest is the last interview of 2023. And some of you may recall that back in 2020, we were honoured to share the story of a very special person. Despite her busy schedule supporting her husband, Mrs. Claus joined us and we delved into the elves. Well, this year, the final episode of 2023 and Series 6 of my podcast, Events That Made Me, she's joining me with her wingman, the little person who without there would be no naughty and no nice. So please welcome the wonderful Elf on the Shelf.
Hello, lads. How are you? I am so excited to be here.
So the first question, Elf, that will be on the lips of all my listeners is, what exactly is your job?
So the thing is, Miss Liz, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, my job is to visit all the children and report back to Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So all the children that have been really naughty go on the red list and the good kids go on the green list. And then on Christmas Eve, I head back to the North Pole until next year. It's very straightforward.
Mrs. Claus, did you interview many elves for this position, or did you just know when you met that elf on the shelf, that was the one for the job?
An excellent question, Elizabeth, as always. I mean, as you can see, the elf has to hide and not be found in order for the magic to work. And when he came to visit us, Nicholas and I just, we had a feeling. We knew that he could be trusted. And trust is so very important in this job, isn't it, Elf? Oh, yes, Mrs. Claus. You can trust me all day long.
Elf, may I call you Elf?
Of course you can call me Elf, Liz.
I did hear one tale that you actually caused chaos in the kitchen. Is that right?
Well, it was chaos, Liz, but you know, I'm from the North Pole, so I really miss snow when I'm visiting the children. So sometimes I quite like to sprinkle a wee bit of baking flour on the floor and do a little snow angel while everybody's asleep. And I do get in trouble for it, but it feels so lovely, Liz.
And you never got found out?
Well, I got found out last time because I fell asleep whilst I was doing a snow angel, which was a schoolboy error.
Elf, I need to ask you, because I know all the listeners will want to know, do you do this job on your own? Or do you have a team of trusted elf assistants to help you?
Well, I was brought in to do this job in, must be 2005 now. So that's almost 20 years ago. And you know what? I have the same team of elves that I recruited back then. Well, all bar one. But that's because he fell off the shelf when he wasn't concentrating, so I decided to look for a career change. It was probably for the best. Did you know that Santa has been doing this since 1812? That was the first year he slid down the chimney. I mean, he is so cool. And I live there now. I hang out on my very own shelf. And can I just say on a wee side note, Santa is the best storyteller ever.
Now, Mrs. Claus, this is one for you, because I know that you are quite opinionated. Well, you have to be to live with Nicholas. Do you ever disagree with Elf's decisions? It must be really hard at a time like this to put children on the coal list.
Look, Elizabeth, we know that families look forward to our visits so very much, and we do try to forgive if we have to. But it's not hard to be nice, is it? I mean, it is much more difficult to be naughty, don't you agree? And so Elf and I, we work very closely together to make sure that we are always fair. And the elves, they sit down together and they discuss the children that are, well, shall we say, borderline. It is a very, very serious role, Elizabeth. And Santa, ultimately, well, he's the head judge. I mean, I suppose it could be called Strictly Christmas. You know, there are a team of judges and, in essence, a head judge.
And I bet you're all good dancers. And I don't mean the reindeer dancer. I mean, actually, I bet you're all good dancers.
Oh, absolutely, Elizabeth. You should see my foxtrot.
What I'd really love to do, Mrs. Claus, is just revisit the chat that we had last time. So just listen to this.
How did you and Mr. Claus meet and where?
Well, we actually met dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
How amazing. How old were you?
I was around 18 at the time, and he had my heart straight away.
I know you call him Nicholas. Tell the listener, how did he get his nickname?
Well, it's very interesting you should ask, Elizabeth. His name originated from Western Christian culture, and it was derived from Saint Nicholas. That then became abbreviated to Santa, and it's stuck with him ever since. I rather like it, don't you?
Well, it certainly suits him. And how do you feel about being married to the most famous guy on the planet?
It is a complete joy, Elizabeth. The smiles that man brings across the world still warm my heart even now.
Now, I know that December is your busiest time of the year, but making the lists and deciding who has been good and who has been naughty must be extremely difficult. Elf on the Shelf was brought into Santa's office in 2005, I understand, to help. But Santa's been around for hundreds of years and it must take months and months to organise. I mean, are you involved in the family business or do you just leave it to the elves? How does it work?
Well, you see, we have a team of elves who watch the children all year, and they know what they're looking for. I mean, it's very difficult to be good the whole time, so as long as they're well-behaved, polite, honest, and have a good heart, then we tend to make sure they go on the red list. The red list is the present one. The green list is the coal one. Naughty children get coal. But to be honest, there aren't very many.
He's looking very good for his age. I know you look after him. Go on, just tell us a little few snippets about him. He must eat well.
Did you know that my Santa is vegetarian? I mean, obviously, because the reindeer are his family. So, his favourite meal when we're all home together is salmon soup, which is a traditional dish that comes out of Lapland, followed by yummy fried fish. And he likes to finish with bread and cheese. I mean, it's no wonder he's so round.
Does he have a favourite elf, Mrs. Claus?
He has several favourite elves. I think Santa is very much inclusive of all the elves.
Now, we all know that one key member of Santa's team is Rudolph. I mean, he's been leading the other reindeer for years. Do they call him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because of his status?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, Elizabeth. You see, his nose glows bright red because it is so richly supplied with blood cells to regulate his temperature and to protect him from the freezing cold weather. And shall I let you into a little secret? Rudolph is a girl.
No way.
I know it's unusual. But you see, the male deer shed their antlers early. So all of the reindeer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and indeed Rudolph, are female. Between you and I think we both know that behind every successful man there is a woman. But don't you dare tell Santa I said that, or I will be on the green list.
Moving on, if you don't mind me saying, Santa is a quite a big guy. And I know he's partial to a glass of milk and a mince pie. But, Mrs. Claus, how on earth does he get up and down all the chimneys in one night?
Well, before he sets off year in, year out, I make sure he has a thermos of milk with him. I know a lot of people leave him a snack and a drink, but he has to travel round the entire world in a very short time. In the flask, there is a magic potion that makes him shrink in size so he can go up and down the chimney. He refills the thermos from the milk that is left for him, so he always has his magic potion. I know he's rather big, but he gives marvellous cuddles.
Oh, you're a lucky girl, Mrs. Claus. Very lucky girl. Now, do you exchange gifts on Christmas Day?
Well, I mean, by the time they all get back, they're utterly exhausted. So I prepare a meal for us all, the elves, the reindeer. We all sit around the tree and have Christmas dinner. Santa has a drop of sherry and, to be quite honest, he tends to fall asleep. And remember, Elizabeth, we start work again after Christmas Day to prepare for the next year. It's all go in Lapland.
And you never had children, Mrs. Claus. Was that a decision that you made between you? Is it something that you regret?
Oh, but I do have children, Elizabeth. Hundreds, all over the world. I know every single name. And the elves and the reindeer are our family.
Elf, this next one's for you. In between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, you obviously travel a lot. What's the most favourite part of the job that you do?
Oh, well, Miss Liz, I can't share too much with you because it is after all magical and I could never break that spell. But I do love sitting on shelves in the bedrooms of children. Just for a wee while, you know, to watch them sleep. Because I know what they're dreaming, you see. I have those special powers. And between you and I sometimes sneak a mince pie while I'm in there too. And I absolutely love satsumas.
Oh, well, that's a brilliant tip for all my listeners. You need to all put satsumas out for the elf on the shelf. Now, I understand that you have a wonderful voice, Elf on the Shelf, and you are not going to get away without singing your favourite Christmas song for my listeners.
Oh, stop it, Miss Liz. I'm really embarrassed. But I do love a Christmas song, and I think this is one that you'll all know. Ready? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Woo! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, go present.
I love
it. I've gone really red, Liz.
What a wonderful voice. And finally, to the both of you, if there is one bit of advice you would share with the children, what would it be?
I would say, be honest, be happy and be kind, because we elves are watching all of the time.
Well, Elizabeth, I reiterate that, my dear. Life is all about magic. And so, to all of your listeners out there, have a magical Christmas at this wonderful time of year.
Thank you so, so much. And I know that you're busy because we're heading into December. And I know that you're packing up, revving the reindeer, good to go. So thank you so much for your time. And have a great Christmas yourselves. And Elf, enjoy the Satsumas.
Thank you, Wes.
If you've enjoyed this series of Events That Made Me, make sure you've given the podcast a 5-star rating wherever you're listening, and follow me on Instagram at Liz Taylor Consultancy. Check out my website, liz-taylor-consulting.co.uk, and read the book, Tailor Made, available on Amazon.